Radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
Hello, I'm Don McDonald, and welcome to another edition of Talking Real Money Quick, the shorter version of the Talking Real Money podcast that I put together every week, featuring calls, if there are any, and some of the features that I do throughout the week for Como Radio in Seattle, where we do our regular talk show that becomes a podcast. This was a strange week. An even stranger week. I just got an email in Cyrillic, which is the Russian characters. I don't know why I mentioned that, but it just popped up on my screen. Yes, probably a scam. So anyway, the weird week, I flew out to the Seattle area to spend some time with my business partner and friend Tom and co-host at beautiful Lake Chelan, where it was incredibly smoky. So my whole week has been thrown off, and I'm back now in the studio, so I'm going to put this quick podcast together, but I apologize for it being late. So let's start with the phone calls, or lack thereof. I got a couple of phone calls, but they weren't on topics that we really want to do on the show, so we're not going to do those. But I do want to try what we do on the show in Seattle during the summer to get calls, and that is, if you call and ask a question for this podcast specifically at 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255, I will send you an actual hard copy of the Better Retirement Guidebook. Not just the PDF, but the actual hard printed full color copy of the Better Retirement Guidebook. So all you have to do is call and ask a question that I can use in the podcast next week. Make sure you leave enough information that I can fully answer your question. Don't just say, what stock should I buy? Because I'm going to tell you none. If you want an answer, I need information, and then leave your name and address, and we will send you the book out the following week, and your question will get answered on next week's show. So the number, 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255, and we'll get the show on the road. It's called Talking Real Money Quick, right after this. Subscribe to free monthly email updates from the only magazine devoted to real investing, Real Investing Journal, at realinvestingjournal.com. According to Gallup's latest honesty poll, only 12% of Americans believe stockbrokers to be honest and ethical. Insurance agents fare even worse at only 11%. There are only four professions ranked worse: Congress, car salespeople, telemarketers, and political lobbyists. Why do people not trust those who sell financial products? Could it be because the industry's business model is based on misrepresentation and deception? Take the insurance agent's pitch for various annuities. When asked about the commissions built into the product, they'll tell you there's no upfront cost. Push harder and ask then, how do you get paid? And they'll typically respond, oh, the company pays me, not you. This is false. The only way to discover it, though, is to read the disclosures for the surrender charges, which coincidentally are almost always the same as the upfront commission paid to the salesperson. What about those no-load funds stockbrokers pitch? Well, if they have a B or C designation, they feature high annual 12b1 fees and or rear-end sales charges that are used to pay an upfront commission. Unless you read the prospectus carefully, you'd never know they lied. If the industry wants to improve their rotten reputation, try this. Tell the truth, always. How many times have students uttered the phrase, why do I need to learn history? The answer? Perspective. There's something in our nature that causes us to give every crisis, no matter how minor, far more emotional weight than it deserves. Most of what's been labeled as a crisis in the recent past rarely rises to the level of being a true threat to the global economy. The Russia crisis in 1998 was followed by the Asia-Russia crisis in the 1990s. Then there was the dot-com crash, 9/11. 7 years later, we had the mortgage crisis, again widely thought to be the precursor of global depression. A few years after that, there was the Eurozone currency crisis, worries about Grexit, then Brexit. What do all of these crises have in common? It turns out, in retrospect, they weren't crises at all. Study history. Those events pale in comparison to the real crises that have occurred throughout human history, the most recent of which ended 73 years ago and left large portions of the planet totally decimated and over 60 million people dead. That is the only true crisis we've had in the past 100 years that had the potential to destroy the economy. Everything else has been noise. If you're sick of your self-interested financial advisor and are looking for a 100% fiduciary, low-fee investment advisor, call my firm, Vestory, at 800-386-3004 or visit us at vestory.com. In the past, stocks have averaged about 10% per year, which would mean your investment would double in 7 years. However, if stocks only average 7% per year, it will take about 10 years to double. Notice a pattern? The pattern is called the Rule of 72, and it's a simple way to estimate the time it will take to double an investment, assuming a fixed rate of return. It works by dividing 72 by the rate of return, giving you the approximate number of years it will take your investment to double. Let's use a 10% return as an example. 72 divided by 10 equals 7.2 years. So how long would you wait to double your money in really safe U.S. Treasury securities? Well, at current rates, doubling your money with a 30-year Treasury bond would take 24 years. With a 10-year note, it would double in about 26 years, while one-year Treasuries will take 34 years to double. As you can see, safer investments take longer to meet your goals. The Rule of 72 is a simple but useful tool to help you assess the length of time it will take you to meet your goals based on your appetite for investment risk and returns. The majority of mutual funds profess to possess stock selection and/or market timing skills, but the evidence doesn't support it. These money managers fail to tell investors that they exist primarily to enrich themselves at the expense of their clients. The truth about the majority of the investment business is shocking. Did you know that almost half of all actively managed mutual funds go out of business every decade? What happens to the assets of those funds that close down every 10 years? They get merged into the firm's better performing funds, allowing the fund family to effectively hide their poor performance. You'd expect that the half that survive would post market beating performance, but you'd be wrong. Only about 20% of the active funds that make it past 10 years have beaten their benchmarks. That's pretty sad. Chasing active investment managers of any kind is a fool's game that you cannot expect to win. And over the next few days, I will share with you more shocking facts about trying to predict the financial future. I'm Don McDonald. Learn more at TalkingRealMoney.com. Subscribe to free monthly email updates from the only magazine devoted to real investing, Real Investing Journal, at RealInvestingJournal.com. Most of the investment industry relies on confusion and obfuscation to keep you coming to them for investment help. They have to know that simply buying a globally diversified portfolio of low-cost passive or index funds has proven to be more effective, but to keep their cushy incomes, they need you to believe they know something they can't possibly know: the future. Here are some investing facts about active mutual funds that most of the industry doesn't want you to hear. What percentage of active fund managers have shown evidence of stock picking skill? Well, according to a pair of long-term university studies, less than 2%. Good luck finding those that might do well in the future, because according to columnist Dan Solon, quote, there is no evidence of persistence in performance beyond what you would expect from random chance, and to try and do so based on past performance is like driving while only looking in your rearview mirror, unquote. Tomorrow we'll discuss the assertion that active money managers may not do well in bull markets, but you'll need one when prices fall. No one can consistently and predictably beat the market. Over the past year, less than 15% of active large company growth fund managers beat the S&P 500. They'll argue that the value of active management isn't outperformance in good markets, it's protection when prices fall. Well, studies by both Standard & Poor's and Vanguard showed no basis for that assertion. In fact, the S&P study flat out stated that the argument that active management improves risk-adjusted return performance is, quote, a myth, unquote. About $80 billion a year is wasted on extra fees and expenses for stock pickers and market timers who exhibit no measurable skill. So why do the majority of investors still place their money in actively managed mutual funds? Maybe it's a lack of financial education, overconfidence, or a culture that places the industry's well-being ahead of the customer's. Ignore the financial news. Stick to your plan. Understand that no one has the expertise to pick stocks, time the market, or select the next hot fund manager over the long term. Don't confuse luck with skill. If you're sick of your self-interested financial advisor and are looking for a 100% fiduciary low-fee investment advisor, call my firm Vestory at 800-386-3004 or visit us at vestory.com. Well, I guess that about wraps up another edition of Talking Real Money Quick, huh? Thanks so much for listening in. I'm Don McDonald, and you're invited to call in your questions about money and investing. And in addition to getting an answer on the show following when you call it in, we'll also send you a free hard copy, the book, not the PDF file, but the actual printed full-color book, the Better Retirement Guidebook, which has been really hot, and we'll send that to you absolutely free, no shipping, no handling, no stuff, no obligation. That was the word I was looking for. You have to forgive me. I took a red eye in last night from Seattle, and wow. Apparently, you have to experience those every once in a while to remember how miserable the next day actually is, because it throws your sleep all off. So anyway, I'm back on track. And so here's the deal. Give us a call, 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. Leave as complete a question as you possibly can, because remember, if need be, we can edit it down. And make sure you include your name, address, you know, the shipping address for the book and stuff like that. Maybe a phone number if I need to call you. And do it anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. And please remember, subscribe to the podcasts, the Talking Real Money podcast. Tell friends and relatives and neighbors about them, because we're trying to help people become better money managers and investors. And if you really like what you hear, wherever you're listening to it, particularly at Apple Podcasts, leave a review. Thanks for listening. I'm Don McDonald.
We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately, consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. That's a wrap.